thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
Some of us just want to lift our hand in total praise because we understand how great our God is. Truly, He is the source of my stress. See, I'm not going to even talk about you all right now. He is my source.
Hallelujah.
And I thank Him. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God. God, we thank you on this Communion Sunday for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we thank you that you thought we were worth saving with all our mess and with all our stuff, God. You thought we were worth saving, and you sent Jesus. So, God, we thank you for that, God. God, we thank you that you forgive us. As we go over and around in circles with the same old stuff and the same old sin. God, we thank you for forgiving us. And creating in us a righteous and clean heart. God, thank you God for all you do. God, I can't thank you enough. God, I even paused this morning, God, and thank you for my mama. This is the day that we said goodbye to her. But God, I thank you that she planted the word of God in me before she went on back to be with you in heaven. So God, I thank you for that. God, I just thank you for my journey. And God, we have gathered here this day to hear a word from you. Your people need a word of comfort, a word of healing, a word of empowerment. So Holy Spirit, reign throughout this place and have your way. God, if there be anything in me that will keep me from communing with you, God, take it away right now in the name of Jesus. God, I am committed to stand before your people. And if you give it to me, God, I will speak it boldly in your name. So Holy Spirit, have your way. Let your power, your anointing, your glory, your presence be felt throughout this entire building. As in it is, oh God. It is in the name of Jesus, the Christ, that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Amen. Sometimes I just get excited about God and I get ahead of what I'm supposed to be doing and saying. But I'll wait patiently as others enter the sanctuary because we want to be on one accord today. We don't want to leave anybody out. Our word this morning is taking us back to a familiar passage of Scripture. It's been a while since I've gone to the Gospel of John, but we're going back to the Gospel of John in obedience to God. So I ask that you turn to the fifth chapter of the Gospel of John. And when you have found it, please stand all over the sanctuary. I ask that you keep your minds open, your spiritual minds open. Because sometimes we think that we've heard that before. But what I know about my God, he can take the old and turn it into new. What I do know about my God is that there is always a relevant word when he gives us a scripture. So open your spiritual minds and hearts to hear what thus says the Lord to us this morning in the fifth chapter of St. John, starting at the first verse. And it reads this way in the NIV Bible. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. The word tells us this. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie. The blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. The Bible tells us when Jesus saw him lying there, and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred." The man said, "When I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Jesus, being God, he just looked at him and said, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. Amen. You may be seated. Holy Spirit, we need you at this time. As a preacher, yes, I've heard this preach many times, and yes, I've talked about this man at the pool before, this unnamed man. And yes, this is Communion Sunday. And yes, once again, the pastor is going to talk about Jesus. Yeah, she's going to talk about Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Yes, we're going to talk about Jesus, the healer, the comforter, the rock, the shield, the provider, the protector. He's our all in all. And yes, we are going to talk about Jesus. This Sunday, as we take Holy Communion, as many are busy celebrating the independence of America from Britain, just some of us have gathered this Sunday morning to celebrate God for what he has done through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. See, I just pray they know what they're celebrating, but some of us have decided this Sunday morning, we're celebrating Jesus. The one that's able to heal. The one that's able to make us whole. So our message title this morning is simply this. Do you want to get well? Do you? Don't even look at your neighbor. Don't tell them anything. The question God wants to ask each one of us, with everything that's going on in our lives, do you want to be well? Yeah, we are looking good on Sunday morning on the outside. But God sees. So he's asking somebody this morning, do you want to get well? And see, this is why we're going to talk about Jesus this morning. Because the Bible tells us this, by his stripes, we are healed. So if you believe it this morning, would you start to even give God some glory now and let the church say amen? See, last week, God had each one of us reflect on this question. What is your issue? What is your issue? For those of us who really wanted to be healed and to be whole and be delivered, I believe some of us start to ponder. God, help me recognize my real issue. God, speak to my heart and let me know why I behave this way. God, why do I do what I do? Why do I make unhealthy choices? Why do I allow people to treat me this way? And as we ask God these questions, some of us still may be waiting, God, answer. Because I do want to be made well. God, I want to be made whole. As you reflect on that message, God revealed to us that there is a difference between symptoms and the root of your problem. See, the root brings out the symptoms. Why you do what you do is simply symptoms of the real problem, people of God. But God is saying to someone this morning, do you want to be made well? For those of you that got your breakthrough last week, hallelujah, praise the Lord for you. But some of us are still wrestling with this thing. We will still want our breakthrough. We want to get to the root of the real issue and get it out. Yeah, last week God told us that he did the healing immediately for the woman with the issue of blood. So if your healing did not come immediately, do not be discouraged. God is still able. God is still delivering his people. And somebody needs to know that this morning as you ponder your issue. God is able to root that thing out. Oh, yes, he is. See, God has a mighty work for us, but we must get on one accord and get rid of our stuff, you all. And I just believe in this fifth chapter that you all have heard so many times that God has a relevant word for somebody. See, we know about John, and I don't want to get too much into the history, but we know about John. John walked with Jesus. Oh, yes, he did. John was at the foot of the cross when Jesus was being crucified, the Bible tells us. John was there when Jesus went on back to heaven. So John wrote this message for us so that we would believe that Jesus is truly the Son of God. And he wrote that Jesus said this, with all your stuff, people, with all your mess and all your sin, Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Don't be deceived by the evil spirits of this world and some evil people in your life. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for your stuff. Don't you let them deceive you. You are entitled to live abundantly based on the word of God. So as this fifth chapter begins to unfold, The Bible tells us that Jesus had just healed an official's son, and now he's going into Galilee, and he stops by this pool. There at that pool that we are told that the lame was there. The blind was there. The paralyzed was there. Simply, kind of like the church, you know. All kinds of people come up into the church with all kinds of issues. But Jesus will come by. Jesus will heal. Jesus will deliver if you open your heart and believe it. So at this pool was many. But Jesus focused on just one. Hallelujah. See, you can be in the midst of the crowd and God will see just you. Just see your stuff. And he will begin to have compassion on you. So he asked this invalid, do you want to get well? Yeah, the Bible tells us that the invalid made these different excuses. The Bible tells us that he had gone through for 38 long years. So that means it was a lifestyle for him. Walling in his stuff, getting up, going to the pool, going back home. 38 years, getting up, going to the pool. Going back home. Think about some of your stuff. Do you keep going around in the same circles, getting up in the morning, functioning in the dysfunction, going on back home? Come on, somebody knows what I'm talking about in here. I'm not the only one that understands about circles. Going around in circles, still depressed. Still hurt, still crying, looking good on the outside. Somebody in here knows what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Somebody needs to know, God, that you can make them well today. That they don't have to keep on hurting, struggling, lying, cheating, deceiving. They don't have to do that anymore. Somebody needs to hear this. Just like Jesus intentionally chose that invalid. He's there for you. Holy Spirit, help me. See, he went to this man and asked the question. Do you want to get well? And yes, the Bible tells us he healed the man. But he said this, sir, see, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you. See, he connected sin to the man being crippled. And yes, sin will cripple us. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. You can't be all you're called to be when you get crippled by sin. So as I think about this invalid and his excuses for not being well, I just began to think about some people who are walking around struggling with various issues, talking about the negative situation as if it's their destiny. Oh, yes, they do. This is this way because I do this because my mama and daddy didn't do that. You know I didn't get to finish school. This is why I'm the way I am. Speaking over their destiny. Watch what you say out of your mouth. My mama told me there is life and death in the tongue. If you want things to change, you speak to that thing. You speak to it. I'm more than a conqueror through him who strengthens me. Hallelujah. I am healed. Speak to that thing. Oh, yeah, come on, people of God. If you want to walk in power and anointing, you got to speak to that thing sometimes. Do you want to get rid of it? How bad do you want it? You got to speak to that thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. I just believe Jesus is still asking the question of us. Do you? Come on, somebody needs to hear this. Do you want to be whole? Do you want to be healed? Looking as good as you look, but do you want it? How bad do you want it? Jesus said, I stand at the door. Hallelujah. All you have to do is knock. I'll come in. I'll enter your life. See, Jesus is waiting on us, you all. So I heard somebody say, I'm waiting on God. God is waiting on us. That's what I just believe, to heal us, to restore us. Oh, yes, he is. See, I just believe somebody under the sound of my voice need God to intervene into some stuff in their lives. Because Jesus truly is the answer. You done tried it your way over and over. Has it worked for you? How is it working for you without Jesus? Come on. Do you want to be whole? Do you want it? What are you willing to get? Hallelujah. That's where we're going with it. Mm-hmm. How bad do you want it? Jesus said this, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All that stuff you're chasing and think you need, I'll provide if I'm first. So do a quick check of yourselves. Don't ask your neighbor. Don't talk to your neighbor because you got enough going on. But ask yourself, is Jesus really first in my life? Is God really, based on my choices, when I wake up in the morning and I go to bed at night, is God really first in my life? Really? We're talking about getting whole. We're talking about getting healed. Come on, you all. Anybody sick and tired of being sick and tired? See, I just believe this word. I'm just crazy like that, you all. It says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things pass away, and all old things pass away, and all things become new. I just believe that. Has anybody decided, okay, I'm going to follow Jesus? Really, I'm not talking about singing the song. We all can sing the song. We're good in church, you all. We turn it up. We sing loud. We shout. We run. But the question this morning, have you really decided that you're going to follow Jesus and put God first? Come on, somebody, talk back to me. God is saying somebody in this room needs deliverance. Somebody in this room is hurt. Somebody in this room is grieving. Somebody in this room is just needs Jesus. But he said this, if you desire to be whole, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God is saying to somebody, you need to put more word in you than world. Rip out that world stuff and put the word in you and watch your deliverance take place. I know somebody needs to hear that this morning. So don't look to your right or to your left. Don't give yourself away. But if you get this word in you, there is power in the word. Yes, mama, you told me that. There is power in the word of God. To break chains, to set you free, to make you whole, but you must believe it. See, he went to the invalid and asked him, and he healed him. But for us, he said, I'm just waiting for you all. I've done it all. Do you want to be made whole? Get the word in you. And watch things change in your life. Get this word in you. Get this word in you. Jesus said this, if you abide in me and my word abide in you. Ask whatever you want. I'll give you that stuff. But with the word in you, you will make better choices. When the winds and the waves come, because of the word in you, life will be different, you all. Ask him for anything. He said, I'll do it. But you must believe this word. Do you believe it this morning? You must believe this word. And watch things shift. As others celebrate the 4th of July, I suggest you begin to celebrate the 3rd of July. Because that's your day of deliverance. That is the day that you are set free from your disappointment, from your depression, from your loneliness, from your grief. It was on the 3rd of July. God set me free. That's for somebody. On the 3rd of July, things turned around for me. On the 3rd of July, God made me whole. Come on, that's messages for somebody. And I would suggest this to you, that praise is your weapon. See, I stand here because I know about praise. Sometimes you have to praise your way out. The Bible says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. You may praise different than others. You may praise quietly. But the Bible still says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Yeah, Jesus loved this invalid. And he went looking for him. But God loves us too. That's why he sent Jesus, so you can be whole, so you can be set free. That's why I'm going to always praise my God. Oh, yeah, I'm going to praise him every time I get a chance. People of God, press on praising God. Don't look back. That stuff is old. Don't let anybody bring your drama from the past to you. Don't let them do that. Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind us and pressing forward. Press on with God. Don't look back, but praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Blessed Savior, Jesus, praise him. See, I got a praise in the inside, you all. That I can't keep to myself. Praise him. Watch things change. You cannot praise, whine, complain, and cry at the same time. Try standing all over the sanctuary and start praising God in advance for what you need. Watch things begin to change. If you want God to do something for you, if you're a quiet praiser, stand up quietly and you do what you do. But some of us like to keep some noise up in this place. Praise him. Praise is my weapon. Yeah, I'm a praising you all. I'm a praiser. God has said some of you need to praise your way out. But you must believe that it works. I heard somebody say when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Whatever you need from God right now, wherever you are, praise him. Whatever is going on in your life, praise him for deliverance. You may be sick in your body. You may be having financial challenges. You may be having baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. But if you want deliverance, you begin to praise him. Children acting up, acting like they've lost their mind. Praise God. Praise is your weapon. Do you want to be made well? Get the word in you. Get the world out of you. And then begin to praise God in advance. I don't know who that's for. You all know what you're going through, and so does God. Get the word in you, get the world out of you, and begin to praise God. Somebody say, praise him in advance. No matter what it looks like, praise him in advance. This is not the place where you pretend that you got it all together. This is like that pool, everybody gathered together with their issues. But here, Jesus is offering it to you all. You may be healed. You can be whole. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Jesus has done it all.